Welcome to the OCR Further Math Study Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and in the next 10 minutes, we're going to completely crack the equation of a circle, one of the most rewarding topics in the entire OCR Level 2 Further Mathematics specification. Whether you're sitting this exam for the first time or revising for a resit, by the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what examiners are looking for, how to avoid the most common mistakes, and how to walk into that exam room feeling genuinely confident. So let's get started. First, let's talk about why this topic matters. The equation of a circle sits at the heart of coordinate geometry, and OCR loves it because it tests so many skills at once: algebra, geometry, and problem solving all in one question. In the exam, you can expect circle questions to be worth between 4 and 8 marks, often appearing in the latter half of the paper where the harder questions live. The good news? Once you understand the structure, these questions follow very predictable patterns. Let's begin with the core concept, the standard form of the equation of a circle. The equation of a circle with center, AB, and radius R is written as x minus a all squared plus y minus b all squared equals r squared. That's it. That single equation is the foundation of everything in this topic. Think about why this works. Every point on a circle is exactly the same distance, the radius, from the center. If a point xy is on the circle, then the distance from xy to the center, AB, must equal r. Using Pythagoras' theorem, that distance is the square root of x minus a squared plus y minus b squared. Set that equal to r and square both sides, and you get the standard form. So the equation isn't just a formula to memorize, it's Pythagoras in disguise. That's a beautiful connection. Now, when you see the standard form in an exam question, reading off the center and radius is straightforward, but this is where the most common mistake happens. Candidates consistently get the signs wrong. If the equation is x minus 3 squared plus y plus 2 squared equals 25, the center is 3, negative 2, not negative 3, positive 2. The bracket, x minus 3, tells you the x-coordinate of the center is positive 3 because you're subtracting 3 from x. And y plus 2 is the same as y minus negative 2, so the y-coordinate of the center is negative 2. Always rewrite the equation in the form x minus a if you're unsure. And the radius? The right-hand side is r squared, so you must take the square root. If the equation equals 25, the radius is 5, not 25. This sounds obvious, but under exam pressure, candidates lose marks on this every single year. Don't be one of them. Now let's move on to the most algebraically demanding part of this topic, completing the square to convert from the general expanded form to the standard form. OCR will often give you a circle equation that looks like this. X squared plus y squared plus 4x minus 6y plus 9 equals 0. Your job is to convert this into standard form to identify the center and radius. Here's the method, step by step. Step 1, rearrange. So the constant is on the right-hand side. Move the 9 to the right. X squared plus 4x plus y squared minus 6y equals negative 9. Step 2. Complete the square for the x terms. Take the coefficient of x, which is 4, halve it to get 2, and square it to get 4. Write x plus 2 squared minus 4. The minus 4 is essential. You're adding 4 inside the bracket, so you must subtract 4 outside to keep the equation balanced. Step 3, complete the square for the y terms. Take the coefficient of y, which is negative 6, halve it to get negative 3, and square it to get 9. Write y minus 3 squared minus 9. Step 4, substitute back in. You now have x plus 2 squared minus 4 plus y minus 3 squared minus 9 equals negative 9. Step 5, simplify. Collect the constants on the right. Negative 4 minus 9 is negative 13, so add 13 to both sides. You get x plus 2 squared plus y minus 3 squared equals 4. Center. Negative 2, 3. Radius, 2. Done. The M1 mark in the mark scheme is awarded for a complete method to complete the square on both x and y terms. The A1 mark is for the correct final answer. If you make an arithmetic slip but your method is clear, you can still earn the method mark. So always show you're working, never just write the answer. Now let's talk about tangent lines, because OCR absolutely loves asking about these. A tangent to a circle is a straight line that touches the circle at exactly one point. The key geometric fact you must know is this. The radius to the point of tangency is perpendicular to the tangent. Perpendicular means the gradients multiply to give negative 1. So if you need to find the equation of the tangent at a point on the circle, here's your strategy. First, find the gradient of the radius. That's just the gradient from the center to the point of tangency using the formula change in y divided by change in x. Second, find the gradient of the tangent using the perpendicular gradient rule. If the radius has gradient m, the tangent has gradient negative 1 over m. Third, use the point-slope form of a line, y minus y1 equals m times x minus x1, substituting the tangent gradient and the point of tangency. Finally, rearrange into the form ax plus by plus c equals 0 with integer coefficients because OCR often specifically asks for this form. Let me walk you through a quick example. Suppose a circle has equation x minus 2 squared plus y minus 1 squared equals 10, and you need the tangent at the point, 5, 2. Gradient of radius from center 2, 1 to point 5, 2. That's 2 minus 1 divided by 5 minus 2 equals 1/3. Gradient of tangent, negative 1 divided by 1/3 equals negative 3. Equation of tangent, y minus 2 equals negative 3 times x minus 5. Expanding, y minus 2 equals negative 3x plus 15. Rearranging, 3x plus y minus 17 equals 0. That's a typical 4-mark question. 1 mark for the radius gradient, 1 mark for the perpendicular gradient, 1 mark for forming the equation, and 1 mark for the correct final form. Another key skill is finding intersection points between a line and a circle. The method is substitution. Substitute the linear equation into the circle equation. Expand, simplify, and solve the resulting quadratic. OCR may also ask you to prove that a line is a tangent to a circle. The key here is the discriminant. After substituting the line into the circle equation, you'll get a quadratic. Calculate b squared minus 4ac. If this equals 0, there is exactly one repeated root, meaning the line touches the circle at exactly one point. It is a tangent. You must state this explicitly in your answer. Since b squared minus 4ac equals 0, there is one repeated root. Therefore, the line is a tangent to the circle. Examiner's award marks for this explicit statement. Now let's talk about circle theorems, because OCR Further Maths integrates these with coordinate geometry. The most important one for this topic is the angle in a semicircle is 90 degrees. This means that if you're given the endpoints of a diameter, any point on the circle forms a right angle with those endpoints. This is incredibly useful for finding the equation of a circle when you're given the diameter endpoints. The center is simply the midpoint of the diameter, and the radius is half the length of the diameter. Right, let's move into exam tips and the most common mistakes. I want you to really listen to this section because these are the things that separate candidates who get full marks from those who drop 1 or 2 marks unnecessarily. Common mistake number 1, stating the radius as r squared instead of r. If the equation gives you r squared equals 16, the radius is 4, not 16. Always take the square root. Common mistake number 2, sign errors with the center coordinates. The center coordinates are the values of a and b in the standard form, x minus a squared plus y minus b squared. If the equation has x plus 3, that's x minus negative 3, so the x coordinate of the center is negative 3. Write it out explicitly if you're unsure. Common mistake number 3, forgetting to subtract the squared term when completing the square. When you write x plus 2 squared, you've effectively added 4 to the expression. You must subtract 4 to compensate. Missing this step is the most common algebraic error in this topic. Common mistake number 4, using the gradient of the radius as the gradient of the tangent. They are perpendicular. The tangent gradient is the negative reciprocal of the radius gradient. Exam tip number 1, always sketch a diagram. Even a rough sketch showing the circle, its center, the tangent point, and any lines involved will help you see the geometric relationships and avoid errors. Exam tip number 2, when asked to show that a line is a tangent, always calculate the discriminant explicitly and state your conclusion. Don't just say it works. Write the full statement about the discriminant equaling 0. Exam tip number 3. When OCR asks for the equation in the form ax plus by plus c equals 0, make sure all coefficients are integers. Multiply through to clear any fractions. Now for our quick-fire recall quiz, I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the standard form of the equation of a circle with center, AB, and radius r? The answer is x minus a squared plus y minus b squared equals r squared. Question 2. A circle has equation x plus 5 squared plus y minus 3 squared equals 49. What are the center and radius? Center, negative 5, 3. Radius, 7. Question 3. The radius to a point of tangency has gradient 2. What is the gradient of the tangent at that point? Negative 1 half. Question 4. What value of the discriminant tells you a line is a tangent to a circle? 0. Because b squared minus 4ac equals 0 means 1 repeated root. Question 5. To complete the square on x squared plus 6x, what do you add and subtract? Add and subtract 9, giving x plus 3 squared minus 9. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If you stumbled on any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. 1. The standard form is x minus a squared plus y minus b squared equals r squared. Center is ab, radius is r, not r squared. 2. To convert from general form to standard form, complete the square on both x and y terms. Remember to subtract the squared half coefficient each time. 3. The radius to a point of tangency is perpendicular to the tangent. Use m1 times m2 equals negative 1 to find the tangent gradient. 4. To prove a line is a tangent, substitute into the circle equation, form a quadratic, and show the discriminant equals 0. State your conclusion explicitly. 5. Use the midpoint formula to find the center from diameter endpoints and the distance formula to find the radius. 6. Always sketch a diagram, always show you're working, always check your signs. That's everything for today's episode on the equation of a circle. You've got the knowledge, you've got the technique, and now you've got the confidence. Go ace that exam. Good luck.